At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ashwini Nakshatra, Cognitive Subconscious Patterns. Some people move through life with an urgency that others struggle to keep up with. They don't pause. They don't overthink. They act. They initiate. They lead. Ashwini Nakshatra isn't about slow deliberation. It's about instinct, speed, and decisive movement. Their subconscious processing is wired for rapid response. And if we break it down through NLP cognitive styles, we can see exactly how they absorb, interpret, and react to the world around them. If their mind is visual dominant, they don't process life through words, but through mental snapshots and rapid imagery. They see the path ahead before others even recognize there's a road to take. Their decision-making is quick because their brain works like a high-speed film reel, running possible outcomes in an instant and selecting the best course of action. If they can't visualize something, they struggle to engage with it. Abstract theories, slow-paced discussions, they'd rather move on to something tangible, something they can act on now. If Mercury plays a strong role, their mind becomes auditory driven, meaning they process through sound, rhythm, and fast verbal cues. Ever noticed how some people finish your sentences before you do? That's Ashwini with an auditory tilt. They hear, process, and respond before most people have even structured their thoughts. Instructions need to be sharp, clear, and quick. Long-winded explanations bore them. They speak in short, impactful bursts, always cutting straight to the point, often leaving slower communicators struggling to keep up. But if Mars dominates their processing, then their body is their mind. They don't just think, they move. Physical action becomes their way of learning and understanding. Sitting in a chair and absorbing information doesn't work for them. They need hands-on engagement, high-energy activities, real-world application. They are the ones who will walk while thinking, tap their fingers when restless, and jump into action without hesitation. If they don't move, they feel stuck, not just physically, but mentally. Now, if Saturn or Jupiter influences their cognition, their decision-making becomes more structured and analytical. This is where their natural impulsiveness collides with logic. Their instinct says, go now, but their logical processing urges them to pause, assess, and strategize. This creates an internal push and pull. Do they trust their gut or do they wait? If they learn to balance both instincts and structured thinking, they become unstoppable decision makers, capable of both speed and precision. Ashwini operates on fast forward mode, often frustrated by the slowness of others. They think, act, and move at a different speed than most. And the challenge isn't in slowing down, but in directing that energy with precision. Their subconscious mind is built for momentum, for taking the first step while others hesitate, for seeing and doing before the rest of the world catches up. When they trust this, they become pioneers, leaders, and unstoppable forces of action. Always ahead of the curve, always driven by a force that refuses to wait. Ashwini Nakshatra motivation and attention direction filters. Have you ever noticed how some people seem to move without hesitation, as if their motivation comes from an unseen force? Ashwini Nakshatra is not about slow analysis or careful planning. It's about speed, instinct, and action. But what drives them? Motivation direction filters determine whether they move toward a goal or away from discomfort, while attention direction filters shape where they focus, on the past, present, or future. If we overlay these filters with planetary placements, the subconscious workings of Ashwini become even more fascinating. If Mars is placed in the first house in Ashwini, their motivation is purely toward-oriented. They see a challenge and charge ahead, driven by competition, personal ambition, and the thrill of being first. But if Mars is in the seventh house, their motivation becomes externally reactive. They thrive on outperforming competitors, proving doubters wrong, or responding to external obstacles. If you've ever seen someone who gets fired up the moment they feel underestimated, This is exactly how Mars in the seventh house plays out. Now, if Saturn sits in Ashwini in the first house, their motivation gets a deliberate, structured overlay. They still desire movement, but they pace themselves, ensuring that every action builds toward a long-term outcome. If Saturn is in the seventh, however, they become highly aware of how others perceive them, using strategy and control to maneuver social and professional relationships. Their progress is still rapid, but measured, less reckless fire, more calculated steps toward an inevitable victory. Where is their attention directed? If Mercury is placed in the first house, their mind is always in the future, anticipating, analyzing, strategizing the next move. They process quickly, think on their feet, and thrive in fast-paced environments where information is constantly shifting. If Mercury is in the seventh, however, their attention becomes more externally driven, focusing on how others react, what people think, and how to navigate conversations and negotiations to their advantage. Their strength lies in reading situations, adapting rapidly, and always staying two steps ahead in social dynamics. But what happens when Rahu is in Ashwini? Their attention becomes hyper-fixated on the future, but in an almost obsessive way. They want everything faster, bigger, better. They chase ambitions that others wouldn't dare dream of, often taking risks that defy logic. If Rahu is placed in the 10th house, this drive manifests in their career, making them unrelenting in their pursuit of power, status, and recognition. If Rahu lands in the 4th house, their ambition shifts toward breaking free from family expectations or redefining their sense of home and emotional security. And what if Ketu is placed in Ashwini? Now their attention takes a different route. Detachment from the present, a deep connection to subconscious instincts, and an almost effortless ability to act without overthinking. In the first house, this makes them extremely intuitive, fast-moving, but uninterested in conventional success. They don't chase things for validation. They move because they simply know they should. If Ketu lands in the seventh house, they may be unconcerned with external relationships, often pulling away from commitments or feeling disconnected from public perception, focusing instead on an internal, self-driven path. Ashwini's true strength lies in knowing how to balance their instinctive action with awareness. Whether their motivation comes from the thrill of the chase or the urgency to escape stagnation, whether their attention is locked on the future or guided by unseen intuition, they are always one step ahead, moving before the world even realizes. Ashwini Nakshatra, understanding chunk size. Have you ever met someone who grasps the essence of a situation instantly, but grows impatient when forced to sift through too many details? That's Ashwini Nakshatra in action. Fast, instinctive, and eager to move forward. The way a person absorbs, processes, and organizes information, whether in broad concepts or intricate details, is known as their chunk size in NLP. If we map this to planetary placements in Ashwini, we can see how different influences shape whether they prefer big-picture thinking or fine-grained analysis. If Jupiter is placed in the third house in Ashwini, their mind processes information in large conceptual blocks rather than individual steps. They may not focus on every technical aspect of learning, but immediately extract the key theme or larger idea behind a concept. You'll notice this in how they explain things. They summarize, give the essence, and move on. If Jupiter is in the 9th house, this expands even further. They become deeply philosophical, absorbing abstract theories and grand visions rather than focusing on practical details. They are drawn to higher wisdom, skipping minor facts in favor of universal truths. If Mercury is placed in the 6th house in Ashwini, the processing style becomes more detail-oriented, breaking down information into smaller, digestible parts. Unlike Jupiter, Mercury loves structure, lists, and sequential thinking, making them efficient problem solvers. But if Mercury shifts to the 12th house, chunk size processing becomes more fluid. Thoughts blend together, ideas connect in nonlinear ways, and they may process information intuitively rather than through logical step-by-step analysis. Now, let's look at Rahu in the 10th house in Ashwini. Here, chunk size expands dramatically in professional life. They are visionary thinkers, always looking at the big picture, the grand strategy, the massive career leap rather than daily work routines. They may delegate details, skip smaller steps, and focus on future potential rather than current processes. But if Rahu is placed in the fourth house, this expansion applies to family, emotional understanding, and inner security. They may struggle with grounding themselves in immediate emotional needs, instead thinking in broader terms about their family's legacy, generational patterns, and long-term psychological growth. What happens when Ketu lands in the eighth house in Ashwini? The mind becomes extremely focused on patterns, hidden truths, and nonlinear understanding. They don't absorb information in structured pieces, but rather in deep, intuitive waves, often seeing the whole picture without knowing exactly how they got there. If Ketu is in the second house, this can manifest as a disinterest in breaking things down into financial or material concerns, making them see wealth, possessions, and speech as something transient rather than something requiring detailed attention. Ashwini operates best when given fast, high-impact information that aligns with their natural instinct for quick decision-making. If their planetary placements favor large chunk thinking, they thrive when focusing on visions, innovations, and broader strategies. If their chart leans towards small chunk processing, they become masters at fine details, precise execution, and structured problem solving. Either way, their strength is in speed, seeing what needs to be understood and moving forward before the world even catches up.